Well, we farm on a spider. We call it a spider. But, you know, now, we're not speaking of the spider. You see, now, these kids won't get me tired of sometimes. We're not speaking of these spiders what run on the wall. Now, and we got another thing we call a griddle. It's not as deep, but we can make a nice hook of the bread on.
I see. And that's a spider sometimes.
You use it for a spider, but a spider has got to have a rim around it.
I see. Does it have to have legs on? Or
No, basically it's going to put it on the stove.
And do you have anything else that's heavy in iron that you use to fry eggs or bacon or ham?
Well, I don't know anything but a spider, and if I say an oven, I mean a stone, an iron spider. See.
Did ever you say a skillet or a frying pan?
Well, a skillet. I don't know. You don't see many skillets now.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother, when Mama brought us to Georgia, we farmed with old man Dave Edmondson that year. We never will forget them people. I don't think they forget all. We were having a pass through. But our kids, little young ones. So, he's got three legs, but it's built like a little pot. And then you set it on three bricks. And then you more than apt to boil in there.
I see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That would be a skillet.
Yes. A skillet. That's what it's called. A skillet. Give it a short name.
Do you ever use a fry pan or a frying pan?
Yes, sir.
Do you use that today?
They flat, yes. I can use that today.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the thing in the kitchen that you use to turn the water on and off?
Spricket.
And if you had one out here for a hose for your garden, what would you call it outside the house?
Well, I would call it a spricket right on, because I'd have a pipe to it.
I see. And if back on the farm, when you made your syrup, did you keep it in barrels?
Well, we made the syrup, and we dipped it up into a wooden tub. We had something prepared for it, clean, you know. Some of us had towels to dip it up in.
Mm-hmm.
Then we dipped that syrup up until it got cool enough. And if we could get it, we put it all in bottles. Just now and then we had a barrel of syrup.
I see.
Yes.
When you had a barrel, what did you use to get the syrup out of?
Barrel had a bomb.
I see.
And you knock that bump, just tap it that way and it'll come out. See? Then you can put anything in that barrel you want. But you want a spout of some kind to put on in the barrel. And then pour your syrup in that spout until you know the barrel was full. And if you mess up the syrup, if you wait for it until this thing run over. Mustn't let it run over, see?
I see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when you go to the store and buy a few cans of food, what do they put it in so you can bring it home?
Now, that's a long old tomato you buy at the store. It's pretty in cans.
When you put the cans in something so you can carry it.
A basket.
When it's made out of paper, what do you call it?
Big paper bag. There's two kinds.
Paper bag?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And in the old days, people used to have chicken feed and potatoes and some big, heavy bags or sacks. What did you call those?